Welcome, everybody, to the Ignite Your Business call. This is Ryan Ucomi, and you and I will be spending the next 30 minutes together talking about how to deal with negative people. So chances are, if you're on this call right now, you have, you know, other people's negative opinions, either about your life or your business, and they really affect how you feel about yourself. And that could be your self-esteem or your confidence or your energy. And so maybe they dilute how you feel about the passion you have with what you're doing with your life, which I totally get it. We all go through this. Everyone has their opinions, especially if you're going through the opinions of family members or friends. It can definitely flare up and hit us a little bit harder than it can with people that we don't know as well, right? So we're going to discuss a bit of a twist. I'm going to help you really root into your core belief system with a couple of key questions that you can walk away with and not only learn on this call about what is stopping you, but also after the call, you'll be able to digest a lot with these two questions that will help you. So the reason we put these calls on every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is to help you guys and allow you guys to have a 30-minute call absolutely for free that will help move you forward with your life and your business. And so we focus a lot on the personal development, mindset, and spiritual growth side of things. So what I highly recommend is that you grab a pen and a piece of paper and take some notes. We've got people calling in from all across, as you heard, New York and Florida and Arizona, different parts of Canada and Alberta. So we've got a lot of callers dialing in and people listening to the webcast. And so I just want to thank you guys and say congrats on taking action. So for those of you that are hearing my voice for the first time, I'm the CEO. I launched a coaching business called Money and Miracles Breakthrough Coaching. I also did the Work From Home Summit Series. I'm also a home business owner, and I currently live with my beautiful better half, Chris, in Vancouver, Canada. So we decided to put on some of these calls to help you deal with some of the, you know, bigger challenges that you might be running into in your life that maybe not a lot of people are helping you with. You might have a plan of action, but this is the belief we have with my line of work, is that all the answers are already inside of you. All of the answers are already inside of you. So really, this is just me facilitating a call, asking you some questions to be able to help you recognize your brilliance, because that's all that personal development is. It's about a recognition of that, of which you already are. So what we're going to talk tonight about is a couple parts. There'll be a bit of a training, and then we'll go into a visualization session. And I may call on you if you want to share what's coming up for you. We can do a little Q&A, and you really keep the call interactive and live. So we've got a lot of people on this call that are either employees, and they want to become entrepreneurs, or they want to have the job of their dreams, or they're in network marketing, or they're coaches. We have a lot of people that are very entrepreneurial, that are go-getters. And maybe right now you're feeling that you don't have the results you want, you know, and I can relate to this so much, is that I struggled a lot through my 20s. I'm now 33, and I never felt like I had the results that I wanted. And maybe you feel that same way right now. And what happens is you have some form of passion, but then, you know, somebody, you guys know what I'm talking about. Somebody said something to you, it triggers you. Maybe you get angry or frustrated, or you pull back and you get quiet, but whatever you do to react to that, it definitely affects your energy, or else you wouldn't be on this call. Somebody says something that triggers you, and it really affects your passion for life. And so I'm going to teach you a couple of ways that you can become aware of how that affects you and then move into a space of gratitude and alignment with it. So it's really understanding that how is people not supporting us? Or what is the underlying issue that is causing us to feel the way we're feeling from what they say to us? So there's two different beliefs that we deal with as people, as entrepreneurs, and those are either empowering beliefs or limiting beliefs. And you can look at empowering beliefs as beliefs surrounding in love, and limiting beliefs are surrounding in fear. And I was actually reading the other day in A Course in Miracles yesterday, and it says that fear is a calling for love. So actually, one of the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, aren't even actually real. And that's the whole purpose of this call for you tonight, is help you understand and become aware of who you actually are. And that is a spiritual giant, an incredible man or a woman that is on a quest with the little bit of time that you have on this earth. So here's the deal with that fear or love or the empowering beliefs or the limiting beliefs, is that we'll always swing the pendulum to one side, and typically very aggressively to one side, right? So I know for me, sometimes I'll swing the pendulum all the way over to the empowering belief where I feel great about my life, I feel fantastic, or somebody says something to me, takes me out of my game, and I'll swing it all the way back to a limiting belief, and I'll stay in victim mode. And whatever they said to me really can affect me. And I'm sure you guys can relate to what I'm talking about here, right? So we're always staying in one side of those beliefs. And that really creates our energy. And it's very hard for us to grow a business. I mean, I can relate to this so incredibly much because I know I would get down on myself. And it's very hard to grow a business when you're not motivated, when you feel beaten up and it's hard to move forward. And it's hard to get back the energy to be able to create a successful brand or business or land the job of your dreams because you don't feel you have that confidence within yourself or the positive energy. So I get it. So here's the beautiful thing that I want you to understand is the universe has a natural tendency to improve all things. The universe has a natural tendency to improve all things. It's almost like a built-in insurance policy. Think of it that way. So just if you got life insurance, you know, you're pretty much guaranteed to have life insurance or you get health. Like Chris and I, we travel down to the States. We always buy travel insurance, health insurance. And it's kind of like a built-in policy. The universe has this tendency to improve all things naturally. So here's the deal. We always are kind of pulled to change. That's why you guys are on this call. You want to change something about your life to better your business, your finances, your freedom, whatever. So you're always pulled to that change, but sometimes we resist the change and we get stuck in the negative state. So sometimes the people's negative opinions, whether it be coworkers or friends or family members, they can really shift our vibration and our state of energy. And then we kind of get stuck in the state, right? And then we get a little bit frustrated as to why we have to deal with this. And that is completely, completely normal. What I want you guys to understand is there's a gift within negative people's opinions. So a lot of people, what they do is they categorize negative people into their a-holes, their haters. You know, they get super motivated by people telling them they can't do something. And they see them as sort of either as a negative motivating drive for them to change their life, or they use them as a catalyst for us to pull back from taking action. Because we feel so deflated from what they said. So they either become, you know, what they say to us, negative opinions, either becomes a motivating factor or a demotivating factor for us to either take action or not take action, which is okay. Here is the trippy part. And I'm going to tell you this in a sec. What I want to hear is if you guys are you guys picking this up, just hit star 2 on your phone and let me know, raise your hand. I won't unmute you or anything like that, but just hit star 2. If you guys can relate that negative people affect your energy, like you actually feel it. Yeah, you guys are definitely like 70, 80, yeah, 80, 85, 90. I don't know. I'm not good with math. Almost the entire call. Okay, so we can relate on this. This is a big deal. In fact, before I tell you what I'm about to tell you that will change the way you look at negative people, I'm going to keep you in suspense here. I sent an email out this morning to our database, and which is about 5,000 people. And I sent an email out, 5,000 people, and it said the subject line was how to deal with negative people. And what is really fascinating is I had a couple people unsubscribe that have been on my list for a long time, and I could see the unsubscribes. So a couple people unsubscribe, and I had a couple people messaged me that were angry at me, that were angry that I emailed them on how to deal with negative people, which is really fascinating when I'm about to share what I'm about to tell you right here. And so just understand that I get it too. Trust me, when you email people stuff, you get some really interesting responses back from people that completely forget how they got on your email list and they subscribed themselves. So we get this. We get it through rejection, other people's opinions, and it's all done through projection. So here's the thing I want to tell you guys, is negative people are a mirror. It's the universe using them as a mirror to see what you're not dealing with within yourself. And because we don't like that part of ourselves, what do? We judge them and we say, no, they're wrong. I'm going to go prove them wrong. No, I can't believe they said that to me. That really hurt me. So the universe uses other people or God to project as a mirror aspects of ourselves that we're not dealing with. And so especially if it's emotionally charged with negative people, and this is done through projection. So this is what happens to us as kids, right? When we're kids, we're whole. What I mean by whole is we embrace anything and everything about ourselves, and we don't care if we're judged. If you look at Chris and I went to the gym this morning, and I was telling my coaching client, Carrie, this morning. She's a 15-month-year-old baby boy, and we were at the gym, and at the gym, there's a lot of classes that moms come in and take, and they have, you know, 2 to 3-year-old daughters or sons, so they bring them in, and they drop them off in this area where there's all these basketball courts, and these kids play, and they have, like, toys, and they have little orange pylons that they move around, just the stuff to play with while the parents are working out. And Chris and I watched these kids for, like, you know, a couple, 3 minutes this morning, and there's this one little blonde girl, she's probably about 2 years old, and she would take the pylon and put it on top of her head and just walk around and didn't care what anyone else was thinking. It was adorable. And I stood back and I said to Chris, you know, isn't it amazing how a child doesn't care what other people think? They will be totally authentic and ridiculous and not care if people judge them. And what happens to us as we grow into being, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds, typically under the age of 7, is our parents or somebody tells us, don't do that, you're too loud, you know, you can't have everything you want, money is the root of all evil, you know, you don't always, I was the other day, we were at Starbucks, and a father said to his son was looking at, he's again, 3, 4 years old, was looking at cups, Starbucks cups, and the son, and the father said, oh, don't touch those, you can't get everything you want in life. So those are the beliefs that were brought upon us. You know, and the other day we were at Whole Foods, and I was sitting beside a family, and same thing, young kid, she wanted a coat, and the mother, she kept asking, I want to go buy this new winter coat, I love it, I love it, I love it. She was probably about 7 or 8 years old, and the mom said, no, I already told you no, no means no. And what kind of belief will that turn into when someone starts a company that requires them to go through rejection when they have the belief that no means no? So all of these beliefs are instilled into us, and then we become what's called split. So we go from being whole, not caring if anyone judges us, to being split. Because we think there's parts of us that are deemed as bad because people won't accept us and love us if we express certain parts of ourselves. So we might have been really loud and flamboyant as kids and, you know, love to, like, express ourselves. And then someone said, oh, you're too noisy. Why do you have to be – I'm trying to watch television. Why are you being so noisy? And then we suppress ourselves. And we go, oh, I shouldn't be loud. I shouldn't be noisy. And then we go – we start to become teenagers and adults, and we wonder why we suppress that part of ourselves. So this is what happens to us. We go through this whole phase as kids, as being whole. Typically around age 6 or 7, some sort of trauma happens where we develop an ego, and then the ego gets split. So what happens from that point is we say, this behavior is bad, this behavior is good, let me be the good person so I don't get judged and don't get blamed and don't get hurt, which is basically what happens. So let me go back to this aspect of negative people, how to deal with negative people. Is every single thing that pisses you off about negative people is a reflection of something you've suppressed within yourself. There's some belief or emotion that you've suppressed from your childhood that is coming up through the negative person's opinion. And the fact that you were drawn to that person is the universe or God is using that person as a conduit to show you how you're not dealing with those emotions within yourself. So we're going to root into the core belief, and I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. So this is really important that we go into what is actually the fear. And let me give you the two questions that you guys need to walk away with these right now. So here are the two questions to start rooting out your core belief. Number one, what does this mean to me? Number two, why would that be so bad? Number one, what does this mean to me? And number two, why would that be so bad? So let me give you an example. Let's say that you think negative people are rude, as an example. Let's just say you feel that they are they're rude. You can't believe they treat people like that. Why would somebody say those things? So you go through the cycle of questions with yourself. And you'd say, okay, I think people are rude. What does that mean to me? Well, they're being hurtful and non-supportive of me. So why would that be so bad? Because I feel deflated and I start to question myself and question my business and question if I can actually do this and be successful. And I even get a little bit angry when negative people share their opinions. So why would it be bad to feel deflated? Well, because it's hard for me to grow my business. And if I'm not growing my business, then I feel like my family will look down on me. Well, why does that, you know, what does that mean to me if my family looks down on me? Well, they won't approve of me. If I don't have a successful business and I'm not making a lot of money, then they might not approve of me. And why would that be so bad? Because I would feel worthless. I would feel worthless if they didn't approve of me. And that's the core belief. That's how you drill down and root into your core belief system. So the core belief then in this situation, the hypothetical example, is worthlessness. I feel worthless. However, the surface situation is that negative person is rude. They are being rude to me, and they're being disrespectful, and they're not supporting me. But the unconscious belief internally within yourself is you may feel actually worthless. So the negative person triggers within you the suppressed unconscious belief that you are worthless. So at some point, you triggered, you know, something that made you feel less than, that made you feel worthless. You guys follow me? So what I'm saying is this, is that every single negative person and their opinions is just a reflection of things that you're not embracing within yourself. And you can do this exercise of rooting through your core beliefs through those two questions. What does this mean to me? Or why would that be so bad? Now I just want to give this out to you guys. If you feel you need the help of me to facilitate you going through this, then I will do a 20-minute free breakthrough coaching call with you to help you get through this. If you go to my site, RyanUcomi.com, there's a little pop-up box. You can just go there and submit the best day and time that works for you, and we'll do like a 20-minute call, and we'll drill down to your root belief on what's actually stopping you through the projection of negative people, which I know will help you because it definitely helped me. And my coaching clients are getting great, great results. So we'll do like a free 20-minute call. Just bring to me your biggest challenge. So here's what I want you guys to say, or want you guys to understand, is you have to become really aware of two things. Number one, what makes you so angry when someone's negative to you or not supportive to you? And number two, it can be the opposite side. And the opposite side is, when do you look at someone you fall in love with, that you admire, that you're just so in awe with what they've achieved? And that's the duality. One side is you get really fired up with negative people. The other side is that you get really, really excited when you're around someone that you admire, that inspires you. And they're both suppressed emotions that you're not dealing with. So this is what I mean by this. Think of Justin Bieber, right? Justin Bieber goes crazy concerts, you know, he does this thing, got all these screaming teenage women at his concerts. And what that really is it's not about Justin. What it is it represents, you know, growing up as young women, they were probably told from their parents to not express that side of yourself. Don't express that feminine side of yourself. We were like crazy, just be a good girl. Don't show that side of yourself. And it's so pent up and becomes so unconscious that all those emotions are suppressed. And so when they get around like a boy band concert or someone like Justin Bieber, they go crazy because all of those emotions are being unsuppressed in a safe environment and they're able to express themselves and it's coming out. So that's why that happens. And that's it's really got nothing to do with Justin. It's got everything to do with all of his followers who are women who are expressing the suppressed side of themselves that they couldn't express growing up. So the same thing happens with us, right? So you can do this exercise as you go through the week. So I know this is a deep topic, and I know you're going to need coaching as you go through this, because each person is individualized with what they're going through. So I want to give you guys just like a taste on what's running your life, and then I'm going to give you guys an exercise. We'll do a visualization session right now. So this is what I want you to do throughout this week. Is this is your assignment, okay? This is your assignment. So that you want to have a journal or just grab a pen and a piece of paper throughout the week, and your goal is to make notes this week and become aware. So when you get angry because of someone else's negative opinion, I want you to become aware of what you do. I want you to become aware of what you do. If you go into blaming, if you go into frustration, anger, or if you pull back, you become quiet, you become reserved, you wait and hold on to share what you wanted to say to that person to someone else at a later date or time. So I want you just to journal for this week. You've had, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of thinking, acting, and behaving the same way. 1 or 7 days is not going to change your patterns. It takes time. I just got off a coaching call today with one of my coaching clients that I've been coaching her for 3.5, almost 4 months, and we're having big breakthroughs now. And so it takes some time to go through this process and start to, you know, embrace the whole side of yourself so you don't have to go through the fear of the judgment. And this is what I can tell you. You'll reach a point, and this is where I'm starting to become now through the work I'm doing on myself, where a coworker or family member or friend, someone will share their negative opinion and it won't even faze you. Actually, it will intrigue you as to how you can help that person who you consider to be negative understand what's going on with them, or it just rolls off your back. So there's no more emotional charge, because you've healed the emotion that you've suppressed within yourself. And you'll get to the point where you won't care what people will say to you, because you'll already know that that's a part of you. You'd be like, all right, I already knew that about myself. I already knew I was like that. And that's what this process is. It's a process of self-discovery. So let me walk you guys through a visualization session right now, which is going to be like 5 minutes or so. So everyone just totally chill out. Take a big, deep breath through your nose and exhale. A big, deep breath through your nose and exhale. And just write down whatever comes to you. There's no wrong answer here. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do the negative opinions of others affect you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do the negative opinions of others affect you? 1 being 0, and 10 being you get really charged, really angry, really frustrated. So when someone shares their negative opinion, how do you deal with it? Do you pull back? Do you get angry? Do you just shut down? Do you attack? Do you go into attacking mode and saying something back to them and defending yourself or your business or your life? Do you blame them? Or do you not say anything? And then you just wait till you're around someone else you can trust and you just spill the beans on how you felt then. What do you do to deal with negative people's opinions? And how long has this been going on for? How long has this been going on for? And I can feel some of you laughing, probably saying forever, as long as I can remember. How long has this been going on for, of the way you deal with other people's negative opinions? How many years? How many decades? How long has this been going on for? Your whole life? As long as you can remember? Now, if you took full responsibility of your life, what gift would be available to you if you saw every negative encounter as an opportunity for you to grow. So if you took full responsibility for your life, what gifts would become available to you if you saw every negative encounter as an opportunity for you to grow? Would you be less charged from what people said to you? Would you be more in flow? Would you be able to learn more about yourself? Would you be able to control and handle your emotions better? Would that impact your business for your decision making to be more grounded? Would you not be afraid as much of rejection from other people? What would happen? Instead of getting charged at someone's negative opinion, what happened if you just saw it as a gift and an opportunity for you to grow as a person and took the judgment out of it? And just write down whatever comes up for you. And lastly, what is the one action step you can take this week to keep your positivity flowing? What is the one action step you can take this week? And whatever comes up for you, it could be what I told you to journal this week and just write whenever someone aggravates you, write down what comes up for you without being judgmental to yourself. Just write down whatever comes up for you and asking the two questions. What does this mean to me? Why would that be so bad? What does this mean to me? Why would that be so bad? And start using negative people's opinions as your best tool for you to discover more about yourself. That is the beauty behind taking responsibility. So what I want to do is I'll take one person on right now to just do some really quick coaching with you. Hit star 2. And I would love to know what came up for you. And then I can give you kind of like a custom action plan for this week that will help move you forward to either grow your business or grow yourself as a person. So hit star 2 on your handset. And if we got nobody that wants to jump on, then I think we'll call it a night. Give you guys a few seconds here. And I know it's a big thing. So here's what we'll do. If you guys are a little bit not wanting to share in a group environment, I understand. What I recommend you do is go to my site, ryanucomi.com, and go book your 20-minute free strategy call. So we can go through this on a private level and really start to open up what are your core money blocks. What are the things that you're seeing in negative people that keep robbing you of your energy, keep robbing you of your vibrant positivity, keep robbing you of your joy? What keeps coming up and how is that playing a role with the money that you earn, the happiness that you have, and the joy that's in your life? So go ahead and book a 20-minute strategy call there, guys. And these cards are all recorded, placed on my website as well. Totally appreciate you guys. And totally love you guys, and I hope you got a lot of value out of this call. If you're friends with me on Facebook, tag me in a post and just let me know, hashtag IYB, Ignite Your Business. Let me know how you like the call. And we'll come at you guys next week with another topic, and appreciate you guys so much. Have a wonderful rest of your holiday December. We'll talk to you guys later. Call's officially over.